President Trump's executive order on immigration is on hold while a legal challenge works its way through the courts. Refugees and others who were turned away at U.S. airports last week are rebooking tickets and getting back onto flights to the U.S. One Syrian family that flew here last week with visas and green cards, the Asalis, were denied entry and sent back to Qatar. This morning, they made it to the U.S. Bobby Allen of member station WHYY was there when they arrived at New York's Kennedy Airport.
Ghassan Asali and his family stood clutching each other, waiting for a glimpse of their six relatives.
But emotional, you know, I'm gonna cry.
The six grabbed their luggage from baggage claim, and everyone embraced. It was an emotional reunion 13 years in the works. It was supposed to happen last weekend, but President Trump's executive orders disrupted those plans. Matthew Asali and five others were detained and put on a plane back to the Middle East.
And the plane, all of us was very scared, and we don't know what happened. We played by the rules. We don't do anything wrong.
Asali's brother and other family now live in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He's long wanted to join them and escape his war-torn country.
For a better future, for better opportunities.
A lawsuit on behalf of the Asalis, which the government didn't oppose, and the support of elected officials made the second trip successful. Still, on this flight to New York, 20-year-old Sarah Asali felt nervous. As she spoke, her aunt Sarmad translated her words from Arabic to English.
She was very scared and really worried that they weren't going to make it here, even though they were on the road. She's very thankful to everyone that helped them get here.
Outside JFK, Republican Congressman Charlie Dent, who has criticized Trump's actions on immigration, said the Asali story shows that many Americans want to welcome Syrians to resettle here.
We're celebrating the rule of law today. We're celebrating fairness and justice. And most of all, we're celebrating a wonderful family.
The celebration will continue in Allentown. The family dinner she planned last week will happen today.
And hopefully tomorrow is a new day where we start with school registration and we build our future.
It's a future she hopes will one day take them back to their native Damascus. But as long as the Syrian conflict continues, they'll keep building their lives in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Allen.